Tim Clark, always a pleasure to catch up with Tim, and he's got a nice book of rides today at Kembla Grange. Morning, Tim.
Morning, guys.
Mate, this is a fascinating day because a lot of ewes are fresh. They're first up from a spell today, aren't they? There's a few of them.
Yeah, that's right. So, obviously, they've obviously all had a number of trials and from good stables that I'm sure they'd be they're going to be ready to go first up. We'll hope so anyway.
Yeah, well, Shoe Peg's an interesting one. The first, it does race well fresh. It goes well first up. Had a couple of trials and 1400 first up today for Godolphin.
Yeah, she's been a winner out to the 1900, so she'll she might find this a little bit sharp for her, but very big weight. Fun loving, looks hard to beat, but sure she'll be closing off strongly. Only a small field, probably not going to be too far off the speed. Yeah, hopefully she can. I'm sure she'll be strong late.
Long Wang Feng is another who's had the two trials under his belt, for ready for his to return today at 1400.
Yeah, that's right. He's he sort of won a couple of races out in the bush last time. Competed not too bad when he come sort of close to the city, and I thought his last trial was quite encouraging. He thought he finished off quite well. He was behind Honesty Prevails, so that sort of form probably good enough to be around the mark today for sure.
Ramatul's an interesting one. It had shown form, tipped out, only had the one run at Musselbrook and a heavy eight, tipped back out again. But it's had the two trials and it won its last trial nicely.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she had a bit of a problem or not. I'm not 100% sure, but whether she just didn't come up and they decided to give her a bit more time out. But she was pushed on in a most recent trial, but responded well and won the trial nicely. So. Look, I'm sure Bjorn will have her up to the mark and ready to go. She's had a couple of strong trials, so and she'll, she probably won't be too far off them, and I'm sure she'll be hitting the line strongly.
Now, Godolphin have booked you for Saxophone in the fourth, and this is first up over the 1400. It's interesting. It had a couple of trials, sort of September, October, a bit of a let up, December, January, more trials. So it's had a bit of work under its belt.
Yeah, and he's been gelded since his last preparation too, so that's probably a big factor as well. So he showed nice ability to his initial campaign. Hasn't hit. This will be the first time he's getting onto a dry track, so I think that's going to be a positive for him. Looks good speed in the race. He'll most likely sit just off the speed. Yeah, from what I saw of him last prep, he's a lovely horse, and although this is a reasonably strong race, he's shown good ability, and he should shake the life out of this race.
He's got a tongue tie whacked on, a few other gear changes. He must have known a few little tricks, I think, Tim.
I think he's been a bit of a work in progress as far as his barrier manners go, but yep. I spoke to Darren yesterday and said that they've been done a bit of work with him out at the farm, and he seems to be responding well to that and settling down. So I think he's just been a bit of a work in progress, with the gelding and the few little barrier manners. But hopefully that's all sorted out, because he looks a horse that could sort of race through his grade.
Lechat's an interesting runner for Godolphin, the toppy in the sixth, had a couple of trials back. Only had the one run over 1250, ran a terrific race, and 1400 first up just looks right up its alley.
Yeah, she probably looks one of my better rides for the day. She ran well on debut at Newcastle and in probably a race that was dominated by a horse on speed. I thought she hit the line really well. She's drawn to get a soft run back on the inside, do no work, and I expect her to be really strong late when I expose her.
And you're riding one for Gary Moore in race seven. This has had a couple of runs. You have tried it, though. Tough one. There could be tough love if you win. You know, that'd be half climbing on the horse with you.
I think Gary's overseas, so I might escape the celebrations post race if he does happen to win. But
the displays of emotion.
Yeah, he's another horse that has continued to improve throughout his preparation. His last run in town was strong. He hit the line well, wasn't beaten far, had to change course a couple of times. So he, you know, not saying he was unlucky not to win, but he definitely could have finished a little bit closer. Mm. He's drawn soft, should get a nice run as well, and he definitely looks a leading player.
Great book of rides, Tim, an interesting one, as I said, with a few of them fresh up, gear changes, things like that. Are you able to sort of find one that you think's your best ride of the day?
Yeah, it is interesting. You know, five of the six of them are first up, so you know, hopefully they're all, I'm sure they will all be forward enough to perform well, and if I had to choose one, probably Le Chat probably looks my best chance. But as I said, there's sort of probably not a lot between it, quite a few of them. So a bit hard to choose. But if I had to be held to ransom, I'd probably nominate her.
All right, terrific. Tim, always appreciate your time, mate. Good luck today.
No worries, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Tim Clark there, great to catch up with him. And it's an interesting book of rides today, Andrew.
Yeah, that's right. And Timmy's best ride of the day there, La Chatte in race 6. 2:30 given, Sean, but in the last hour, 195 into 180.